Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Sky Color. This story was written by Peter H. Reynolds. I believe he also illustrated the pictures for this. And if you are a fan of art or of nature, then this might be a story for you. And it just so happens that we have a friend out there who does like both of those things. Our very good friend Cordelia, her mommy wrote to us and said she loves all sorts of things in nature, and they live on a farm, so she probably gets to see the sky a lot. And so Cordelia, we hope that you enjoy this story. She's one of our patrons. And friends, if you want a shout out, you can also get one by becoming a patron. You just go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy and you can join us there in the Storytime with Mom, Philip and Mommy family. So let's go on with the story, shall we? We shall. So today's story, Sky Color, is read by Mommy and... Oh, that sounded like a cat meowing. Are you a cat who's meowing today? Oh, not just any cat. Oh, I see. This is Floof. Well, hello, Floof. Are you ready for your story? You want to get cuddly? You've got a soft blankie? Floof, do not spill my coffee and stay away from my laptop. Uh-huh. Yeah. Be careful now. Sky Color. Marisol was an artist. She loved to draw and paint, and she even had her very own art gallery. And it's on the refrigerator. That's a good place to put art. Not all her art hung in the gallery. Much of it she shared with the world. She painted posters to share ideas she believed in. And at school, Marisol was famous for her creative clothes, her box of art supplies, and her belief that everybody was an artist. Look at that. She wants to save the ocean from whales. Don't let them have it. Wait a minute. Are you sure that's what that means? I don't know. Yes, Marisol was an artist through and through, so when her teacher told the class they were going to paint a mural for the library, Marisol couldn't wait to begin. The classroom buzzed with the sound of brainstorming. The students talked and sketched, and together they made a great big drawing. Then they marched to the library.
I'll paint a fish. I'll paint one too. I'll paint the ocean.
Marisol shouted,
I'll paint the sky.
Marisol rummaged through the box of paint, but could not find any blue.
How am I going to paint the sky without any blue paint?
But the bell rang. It was time to put their brushes down for the day. As she climbed aboard the bus, Marisol kept wondering. All the way home, she stared out the window. The sun lowered closer to the horizon. Later, Marisol watched day turn into night. And in the picture, ooh, my goodness, we can see it's a golden yellow, a soft pink, a soft purple, a darker purple. She doesn't need blue at all, does she? That night, Marisol settled into a deep dream. And what color is the sky at night? Is it purple? Is it gold? Is it orange? It's black. Well, pretty close to it. She drifted through a sky swirling with colors. The colors mixed, making too many to count. In the morning, Marisol stood waiting for the bus in the rain. The sky was not blue. She smiled. Because what color is the sky when it rains? It's gray, right? Mm-hmm. At school. Hey, I'm reading. Do you mind, Philip? Put that down, please. Seriously. Come on, dude. Don't you even want to know how this ends? And pay attention. At school, Marisol raced to the library. She grabbed a dish and began adding colors. This one, that one. She swirled the brush to make an altogether new color. Marisol then began painting on the wall. A boy asked, "What color is that?" "That," Marisol said, "that is sky color." Do you want me to turn the page and describe what's on the next page? I'm really excited about it. But before I do, I want to make something very clear. You can choose to say the sky is the only color of blue. Or you can say there are other colors that the sky can be. And I think that's what our friend has realized. So when we turn the page, we can see what she has done. She's made a sunset. And part of the sky is dark purple. Part of the sky is red. Part of the sky is orange. There's a little bit of blue at the top there. But the rest of it is colors that you would see in a sunset. And it's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. And that's what happens when you think outside the box. But it is a lot of fun to learn how to use colors wisely. And that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.